Gonna get to some social media in just one second. If you want to get in, you can let us know what you think for Ask Alex. It's Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and at Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram. And our Facebook is Radio Now 100.9. Alex, this is really interesting with Faith over here.
I think this is BS. I'm fired up.
I'm not happy about this one bit. All right, let's talk to some people. Let's see what they think here. And maybe they got some advice for Faith, or maybe somebody's hiring them. Let's go to Jessica real quick. Hey, Jessica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey, so I just wanted to say, in this day and age, given the fact that most companies have some type of social media policy, I'm sure she was made aware of that when she was hired in. And given the fact that both of these people are pretty high profile and all of this is still really heated in the news, she should have taken her own advice. Like, she told the kid to keep it to himself. She should have kept it to herself, especially knowing that she has coworkers who are friends with her on Facebook. And if she wanted to have an opinion about it or just kind of vent and be like, look, you know, I don't think this was right either way, then talk to your husband about it. Talk to someone in person. Don't post it on social media. So I don't think she deserved to be fired.
But fired.
I don't think she has a wrongful termination suit, unfortunately.
I disagree, because she, even if, I can't imagine, I mean, okay, like, the thing about a social media policy is typically they would say, we don't want you to, don't debate politics, don't take a stance, like, on either side
you
of things.
You represent the company is what they boil down to.
Usually, but what she said was not taking a, there was nothing, she wasn't saying she's anti or for gun control, she just said, I just disagree with how this was handled. I don't see how that could violate a social media policy, correct? It's just an opinion. Free speech doesn't stop just because you don't like what somebody has to say.
No.
I know. I completely agree with that, too. But they have the company themselves. I don't know. Like, she didn't give the name of the company. I don't know if they're a bigger company or a smaller company. They have to think of the backlash that they're going to get from other people who are going to see this, you know, especially since it is, like, you know, race season coming up. They could have, you know, sponsors of people that are, you know, bring in a lot of money for them, and they see this and be like, what the hell's this? What's going on with your employees?
All, you know? It's all about the money.
And unfortunately, what it is, it's because this world is so PC here lately, and it's really ridiculous. It sucks that it happened. Don't get me wrong. I don't think she deserved to be fired, but I don't think there's a case with this, given the fact that they're probably going to fall back on some type of company policy, even though she didn't directly say, I'm for gun control, or I'm not for, or I'm not Republican, or I am. They're gonna rebuild. There's a gray area, because unfortunately, that's what it comes down to. And if she signs a company handbook that has that in there, then she's legally bound to follow that and all the gray areas that fall in it.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
And going to your point, though, you're right. We have freedom of speech, but unfortunately, that doesn't mean that you can say whatever you want. That doesn't mean there can't be consequences.
But that's
for
the thing
that.
With what she said, though. I don't see how there should be any consequence. There's nothing she said. I understand saying, you know, taking political stances. I am somebody that takes political stances on my social media, and I told our employer in my interview process, hey, I'm super vocal, not on the air because our show isn't a political show, but I'm super vocal on my personal social media about what I believe in.
And they told you that was cool, but other places, even for you, might say, hey, you're not doing that crap.
That's
we're
fine. But
you.
What I'm saying, even if they say, what I'm saying is, even in their social media policy, if they say, we don't want you to take political stances, what she did to me doesn't constitute a political stance.
I'm agreeing with you. What I'm saying, though, like, the company obviously is, you know, crossing their T's, dotting their I's. Like, they, whatever reason, I'm sure they were able to do it. 317-239-1009. Olivia, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Amba says, OMG, Faith is so annoying.
Or Liv the Web Girl. Oh, no. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
I'm sorry.
She was ready to jump in. We'll get to that in 1 second. Sorry about that. Olivia, you're on the show. What's up?
Hey, I was just going to say, I mean, I agree with Alex 100%. It's stupid she was fired. But Indiana is an at-will state, which means pretty much a company can fire you for whatever reason, or not really have to have a reason to fire you. So just like we can quit, you know, anytime, they can also let people go anytime.
What if you have a contract and you want to quit? Can you do that?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on the contract and stuff like that, like what it says. But again, it's an at-will state, so I think that the company can let you go at any time.
Okay, cool. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go to another Olivia, but Liv the Web Girl. What do you got here on our Joe and Alex Show Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9?
Amba says, OMG, Faith is so annoying. I'd fire her just for that reason. She didn't even know the term wrongful termination, and she's in a communication field. She needs to check her contract and get legal advice, not call a radio station. And then Hannah said she should talk to a lawyer and see if she has grounds to sue for wrongful termination. Since the post wasn't offensive, this sounds like it could be infringing on freedom of speech rights.
To be fair, like, when you get fired, you're flustered. I don't expect her to know every single thing. Let's talk to Martin on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Martin.
Hey, how you doing?
Better than Faith.
Well, first of all, you know, in the spirit of keeping the fake news off the air, is it possible for you to share her post on your Facebook page? Because I have a real hard time believing that it was as innocuous and innocent as she says.
Off the air, she told us that she'd already deleted it because, you know, she was so embarrassed or whatever.
Oh well, that's...
I'm kind of on her side a little. If it was as innocent as she says, it seems like kind of silly to be fired over it. But then on the other side of it, I don't really agree or disagree with these kids. But what I do see is people saying some really horrible, awful things about them.
Is calling somebody a whiner really that awful? Is it unnecessary? Yes, but is it really that awful?
Well, if you listen to Dr. Laura, whiner is really the least of it. Her effort is to dehumanize and to attack and to go after these kids on a personal level.
Gotcha. So what you're saying is by Faith saying that she doesn't necessarily take any side, then that just automatically takes Laura's side. Is that how you feel?
That's difficult. You know what? I would have to read her post myself.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go to Jessica. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I am 100% on Faith's side. I work for the unemployment office, so I actually approve and deny people for unemployment. And I've seen a lot of people learn the hard way about social media. But the thing is, if she didn't specifically say anything about her company in her post, I doubt they have a policy on, you know, just having an opinion about something.
Right.
Especially if she didn't mention the company. So I guarantee that it was wrongful termination.
Wow.
And she can probably file for unemployment. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Holy cow.
But here's my thing though. I know our company and I know any other company. Most mm-hmm. things, they, trust me, they have, if you have lawyers like a bigger company, they go through checks and processes. They're like, what do we have to do to, like, if they want to get rid of somebody, like, what do we have to do? They start building a case. You know what I mean? So, like, how are they actually going to go up to the person and say,
you're fired?
Like, how are they going to do that?
Right. Well, like the other lady said, it is an at-will state, but that doesn't mean that we don't have rights and we still can't, you know, get unemployment for wrongful termination. And the companies, I don't know, and their policies, like, they have to be very specific with what they put in their policies, or else it is wrongful termination. I mean, we thoroughly investigate claims, and if there's no evidence, you know, that the person actually did something wrong, then, you know, it's wrongful termination.
Well, Rachel on Facebook says she picked a side, Laura's side, saying she shouldn't have gotten boycotted is taking her side. The woman called a school shooting survivor a whiner and made fun of him for not getting into prestigious colleges. She's a grown woman and he's a teenager that just saw his friends and teacher shot to death. See, that's where I disagree. I think saying that you don't like how each party handled it isn't taking a side for either of them. So I'm on Team Faith. If you want to weigh in and you didn't get through on the phones, please comment your stuff on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, or Twitter at Joan Alex Show. We'll retweet ya.
You're fired. You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.